It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, welcome back into Gwen and Chris. Hour number three of our Wednesday get-together, the day before the big day here in San Diego. Padres home opener tomorrow. Right here on 97.3 The Fan, first pitch shortly after 1 o'clock. And then following Padre baseball. About when that ends, the Aztecs will be tipping things off against heavily favored UConn in the NCAA tournament. That is a 4:39 tip time tomorrow. Don't know why they have to make it 4:39, but whatever.
Whatever.
That's when they want to start.
It is very strange.
It is a little strange. I mean, you could 4:40.
I mean, is there a referee on the court waiting until it hits 39?
Well, no, but they'll start the clock like an hour before the game, and the scoreboard clock, and it'll wind down. And pretty much when it gets zero, they're pretty much ready to go.
Yeah, so you saw what happened.
They normally start on time.
Yeah, you saw what happened in spring training with Mudd. He was yelling down from, you probably forgot
yes,
about this
did.
Now. It's
no,
like the first
did.
Spring training game.
Yes.
That's right.
They were about to start. TV was still at commercial.
Yeah.
Mudd had to remind him, hey, I know it's spring training for y'all, but we got about another 40 seconds before we come back from commercial. Okay, we stall.
That will not happen in the NCAA tournament.
No, it won't happen in a big league game either. Like, once the real game starts,
they're ready.
They don't mess these times because, you know, there's a lot of people paying money on these for these games to be on. So,
well, it's an exciting day tomorrow, to be sure. We got a little Chris versus the Fans coming up here, 833-288-0973. If you want to play some trivia, got to move. God, I still have food on my plate, guys. You're right. I took a lot.
You did.
I took a lot of Spiros.
Your eyes were bigger than your stomach.
No, I'll finish it.
Okay. All right.
Don't you worry. You got a chance here to get qualified for a grand prize. Two-night stay at the Fontainebleau, Las Vegas. Dinner for two. Immerse yourself in timeless elegance at Fontainebleau, Las Vegas. It's a luxury resort, gaming, and meeting destination. The legacy of Fontainebleau, Las Vegas, built upon more than 70 years of sublime beauty, unparalleled service, and timeless design. Book now at FontainebleauLasVegas.com. Let's go.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the Fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, you'll also win tickets to the Good Guys 23rd McGuire's Del Mar Nationals, April 5th through the 7th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. To register your vehicle or purchase tickets, visit www.good-guys.com/DMN. So that's what you can win, too. You'll get
perfect.
Those. Yes, we're ready to go. That means I need to read the rules.
Yeah, they've got to have rules.
Yes, I'm like looking at Tony like, come on, Steve Harvey, let's go. You have to make it through three questions.
Steve Harvey, huh?
Well, he's a host.
That's a nice compliment.
I don't have nearly a thick enough mustache to be Steve.
That's okay, good point. Although some of those Padres right now, and Eric Grubner's got a thick mustache.
Grubbs is strong.
What is going on?
It was a tribute to Peter Seidler. We often saw Peter with the stash and the kind of handlebar, kind of at the torso.
Dylan Cease's mustache doesn't stand out anymore because he grew the beard along with it.
He had a strong one, too, there.
He had a strong mustache before.
Someone said I should do a mustache, but I didn't think I would.
You got a good
one. Oh, I can do it. No, I just don't know I look good with the mustache.
I mean, that's the eye of the beholder.
I had a line there, but I'll...
Chris, we both did, but I elected to go the high road way.
You have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. If you're a first-time player, let us know before we get into it, and you will get the first question for free.
All right, let's get to our first contestant of the day. Brandon, welcome to the show. Happy hump day.
Hump day. Happy opening day Eve.
Happy opening day Eve.
I met Brandon at the watch party.
You were half asleep. Yes. Do you remember him?
Brandon, how tired on a scale of 1 to 10 did I seem to you?
Oh, you look tired. You were on your way home to take care of Lucky.
I was.
So he couldn't wait to get up out of there.
I was like, okay, let's go.
All right, here we go, Brandon. First question. Scrape didn't have a lot of time today. Frequent guest Matt Snyder works for what company?
Oh, dang it.
Out of all people, I thought Brandon would know this.
MLB.com.
MLB.com.
No!
That is incorrect, Brandon.
Sorry, Brandon. CBS Sports.
I really wanted Chris to say something else.
I just introduced him like 6 times.
Yeah, no, he did.
Short time ago.
On to our next contestant, Bill.
Oh, Brandon just hung up.
Bill, come on down.
Do, 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 do.
Hey, Tony, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. How about yourself?
Very good, thank you.
All right, here we go. First question. Justin Jefferson plays for what NFL team?
Minnesota Vikings.
The Vikings is correct.
The reason I'm asking really easy questions is because I was putting effort into my question number ones, and like no one, it was just flying through.
Yeah, no, you're not supposed to necessarily put effort into to question.
I feel self-conscious.
It's these next ones that I'll be critiquing. Question number two. What NL West pitcher had a scoreless streak of 44 and a third innings in 2022?
Logan Webb.
That's a great guess.
Stay there.
It's funny, I was going to guess Logan Webb.
Oh, great.
But
oh,
now I'm going to guess Zach Gallen. I think I remember.
The Milkman?
Yeah. It was the Milkman.
It was indeed.
Bill. Sorry, man.
Sorry about that.
On to the next contestant. Jason, welcome to the show. Happy hump day.
Hey, happy hump day. I have my 7-year-old here helping me, so.
All right.
All right, okay. What's his name?
What's your 7-year-old's name?
Yeah.
Tell him your name, hon. Tell him your name.
Hi, my name's Hunter.
Hunter.
Hi, Hunter. Hunter.
Here we go.
All right.
Question number one.
I think no matter what, we need Hunter to give the answer.
Fair enough.
You come up with it or not, Jason, I want to hear Hunter give us the answer.
First question, say the word that is missing. Blank, slugger.
Louisville.
There were two answers.
And that was one of them.
Nice job,
Chris
Hunter. Is looking at me like that was a dumb question.
Well, what was the other word? Silver?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. That was a dumb question.
No, that was a good question. There was two answers to it.
Question number two. This one gets a little tough. The Padres' record for hits in a game is 6, and it's shared by 4 players. Give me 2 of them. 2 of them?
6 hits in a game.
One of them is pretty easy.
This is hard. Let's go Tony Gwynn Jr.
Tony.
Okay, I'm going to go with these Jr., so we'll go with... We'll go with Tony Gwynn Jr. and Tony Gwynn and Tatis.
He got you out of there, Tony.
I'm glad you got me up out of there.
Have you ever had 6 hits in a game, Tony?
No, I have not.
Okay. That's a lot of
that
hits.
Is a lot.
I've had 4. That's 6.
Stay there, though.
Wasn't right.
Stay there.
Tony Gwynn has to
4.
Be 1.
That's great.
Tony Gwynn has to be 1. I think Gene Richards is one of the other, so I'm going to go with him, and I don't know the other 2.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Gene Richards was a pretty good little player back in the day.
The other 2 were Lefever and Adrian Gonzalez. All with 6.
Who was Lefever?
I think I still have it up over here. Hold on.
Can't remember him.
Joe Lefever.
Joe Lefay. It's spelled Lefever, but it was pronounced Lefay.
Lefay. Wow.
Joe Lefay.
Never guessed that.
L-E-F-E-B-V-R.
Yes. Lefay?
It said Lefever, but his name was pronounced Joe Lefay.
It's like the word colonel is spelled colonel.
That one gets very every time, and I feel like an idiot.
Tony's like K-E-R-N-E-L. No, that's a popcorn colonel.
Right.
All right, we move to our next contestant, Dan the Man.
Oh, there he is, Dan the Man.
Hey, gentlemen, it's a beautiful day. Oh, it's gorgeous.
It is.
Oh, nice.
This is just San
Diego.
Got
that right, Dan the Man.
All right, here we go. Question number 1. What team has won the most World Series since 2000?
Oh. San Francisco Giants.
That, my friend, is correct.
Well done, Dan the Man.
And that was
a very self-serving question by Matt.
No, it was the answer to a question. What team has won the most World Series since 2000? But I had to recheck this because 3 doesn't seem like that many.
In 24 years, yes, it does.
Okay.
Well, I understand that now, but I was like, no one won 4? There wasn't
nobody's repeated since the Yankees way back when.
That's true. Well, so. I learned a lot. So.
All right, on to question number 2,
Dan
the Man.
That was a good get,
though, Dan. That was a good
get. That was a tougher number 1 question than normal.
Nolan Ryan won his first World Series with what team? He pulled that one out of a hat right there.
He did.
There.
1969
nice job.
Mets. Ryan was a reliever on that team.
Was that the magical Mets
season?
The
Miracle Mets of 69. That's where Ryan started.
Wait.
And I think it's his only World Series. Yeah.
I don't think he won anywhere
else.
What
do
you guys
swear?
Did the Red Sox win 4 World Series?
This decade, they might have won 3.
They won in 2000, right?
No, 2004, 2007, and yeah, they beat the Dodgers. So they tied with the Giants.
All right, so one
you're
of
still
those
safe. You still got it right.
You're still safe.
Man, that's
they
the tough,
win 4.
That's
they
the tough
3.
Part about having a live chat, man. They can get you. They can get you caught
up. They also tell me that I'm wrong, and then I find out that they're wrong.
All right, on to question number 3.
Scraby.
A Major League Baseball game has one team forced to forfeit. What is the final score recorded as?
Did we ask this recently, Chris? No? Okay.
The way Chris just shook his head, I feel like he knows the answer to this.
Yeah, it's 9-0.
Wow.
Nice work.
Dan the Man. How did you know that?
Very good, Dan the Man.
The Dan
awesome.
Hang?
Okay.
Oh. No, he's just celebrating
Dan,
his championship.
Dan, are you a big baseball fan?
I am a huge baseball fan.
Okay, that's probably how he knows. That's
for some reason, they give you a run for every inning that would have been played.
Yeah, right.
I don't know how they arrived at that.
By the way.
Same way they arrived with half of the rules that they had. I'm glad they took out the whole base running, the baseline going to first base. Like, we don't have to worry about that stupid call anymore.
Now we have a controversy.
What's the controversy?
Red Sox didn't win in four. 04, 07.
No, they won
18
three.
And 13.
Red Sox have four titles this
since 2000.
They won 13. They won. Okay, so they won 07 over the Rockies. They won.
Wait, who was 04?
04 over the Cardinals. 07 over the Rockies. 13 was over the Cardinals. And 18 was
they
over
the
Dodgers.
The Cardinals twice? I don't remember.
2013. John Farrell, Mike Mathieu, they won 4 games to 2.
I do remember that.
Well, we have to do the whole game over again then.
We don't have questions. So.
Sorry, Dan, you're out, and we're doing it all over again. It's a brand new game.
No, just stay right there, Dan.
How about that? Red Sox have four. Scraby.
You know, this is what I get.
We tried to save you.
No,
this is
my fault. I'm just going to stop.
Why is it your fault? Why don't you explain?
Because earlier I was going through it. And I was like counting teams and I kept making tallies and then I would forget that I tallied one so I'd have to start over.
Yeah.
It was just a disaster.
I'm sorry, man.
Red Sox fans everywhere are livid with you. People on the chat room are in your on your case.
Which they should be.
And Dan the Man is on his way perhaps to Las Vegas erroneously. Scraby, I wonder what you're going to do to fix this situation.
Well, I'm also going to give Dan the Man passes to the good guys.
Sure, why not?
Nationals.
Erroneous.
Since we've messed up, we might as well mess all the way up.
You know what? We're a show where if we mess up, we make it right.
I see. How are you making it right again?
You didn't make it right for anybody other than Dan the Man. And what about the other? Oh, no, that caller got that one right. Even though, anyway. All right.
This is interesting.
Scraby.
I blame Scraby. Scraby. Why don't you? Oh, here's one from Boogie, I think is the name. Scraby needs an assistant.
We've been saying that for a long time.
Sammy Lev needs an assistant. Adam Klug needs an assistant. Braden Suprenant.
Is an assistant?
No. Gosh, no. I'm not. Well, I guess I kind of, sort of am an assistant.
Kind of.
But Adam does not treat me like an assistant. He treats me like a human being, so I appreciate him.
Well, that's awfully nice. Assistants don't get treated like human beings normally?
Not all the time.
No?
Not all the time. Have you ever? You've never been an assistant.
I have. No, never been an assistant.
Yeah.
All right, time for me to eat some more Spiro's food. Let's get to a break and check some traffic, please.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
On the clock, Scraby reeling a little bit from his gaffe and Chris versus the fan, but no need to harp on it.
Well, thanks for bringing it up, Ben.
Because I don't like to miss an opportunity
I was surprised that you let him go.
I know. I didn't know. I honestly, when he said Giants had 3 World Series, I was good with that.
Usually,
and I didn't think of the Red Sox.
Usually Chris's radar, his antennas go up immediately when there's some misinformation out there.
I know.
And it got
losing
by
my
him.
Touch.
It got by him a little bit.
Losing my touch. That's all right. I want to real quick, sorry, Sammy, but I just got a note from our friend Sharon Spiros. Somebody just walked into the Coronado location of Spiro's moments ago and said that you and I sent them. So thank you to them for saying that.
Yeah.
And thanks again to Spiros for bringing us all this food.
I'm pretty full at this point.
Yeah. You're full, I'm full, and Scraby's full of it.
But
that was an easy one.
Wow. Wow. Chris is like, oh, Scraby, you're such a good guy. And then Tony comes in the room and is like, hey.
That's not what happened. I heard you two have been kind of nipping at each other.
You also just took full aim at my voice yesterday and
my collection
of NFL helmets.
You
laid that out for the entire world yesterday,
you were
quite proud of yourself.
I even made it the promo.
Well, if you line up the helmets and you put them on the schedule. Thanks, Ken Jennings, for asking.
Baseball.
I can't believe that you even had the gall to say that Jeopardy contestants are nerds.
Huh. How about that?
I'm a nerd.
I wasn't pleased.
It's not, you know what? Being a nerd is not a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing, huh?
It's
great.
It's not a bad thing whatsoever.
Baseball season is finally here, ladies and gentlemen. You already know we're the official home of the Padres, so be sure to catch us all season long, wherever the season takes you, with the Odyssey app. Listen to us react to the biggest moments from throughout the season. Plus, be sure to listen to live, local, play-by-play for every Padre game. Download the Odyssey app today and search 97.3 The Fan to get started. Local blackouts apply. And I know Scraby's been getting, you know, a lot of questions about the TV deal and how is it going to work. From what we were told, I'm 99% sure when Eric Grubner came on here during the offseason, he told us that however you got your games last year will be the same way you get them this year. Now, what that actually means, I don't know. I have an MLB app, so that's how I got my games.
We looked on the DirecTV. We saw that there's still the Padres channel there. 694-3 is the Padres channel.
They got it lined up on DirecTV now.
Spectrum 305.
I watched the Korea exhibition game when Dylan Cease pitched on Spectrum or 305.
Okay.
So if you are paying, from what I understand, if you're paying for your cable package to provide Padres games, you are still going to get them. If you are not, and your cable doesn't support that, you can go to Padres.tv and you can pay to get access.
Now, we will assume it's going to continue to be that way until we are told otherwise. To this point, we have not. That is the information we have. All right, let's talk some more sports. And I think this is a really fascinating kind of development happening. Obviously, Caitlin Clark, who is become, I don't know, the face of women's basketball at this point, I would say.
Basketball.
You could make that argument for sure. That's how good she's been, has been offered a very lucrative deal. Now, she's most likely to be the number one pick in this draft, headed to, I believe it's the Indiana
Fever.
So she's going to, you know, be one of the higher paid players in that league. However, none of that money is going to come close to what she was offered by Ice Cube in the Big Three League. $5 million they're offering her to play a 10-week season.
Just to play.
Now,
so this is a series of 3-on-3 games that happen throughout the country.
10-week span across the country.
Right. It's all televised somewhere.
All of it's televised.
It's 3-on-3.
There seems to only be one conflict in terms of scheduling. And listen to an Ice Cube talk about they have the luxury of being able to move their schedule how they want to kind of, you know, fit her exclusively. Here's Ice Cube talking a little bit about it.
When we came up with the idea, you know, our sponsors, our partners, they all want to make it happen. So, you know, we was able to make that generous offer.
Okay. So when we start looking at it, it's only 8 weeks, right? You know, 8 games, it's doable. Is it not?
You know, 10 weeks if you want to win a championship, eight weeks if you plan on, you know, not making the playoffs. So, you know, we always sign players for the 10 weeks thinking they'll make it to the end.
It's doable, though, isn't it? We started looking at it, and we reached out to some of the people from your company, very kind to us. Mm-hmm. Everybody at Big Tree is very kind to us. And we're like, well, how would this work? Like, how would this even work? Well, it's 10 weeks. There's only one potential, you know, conflict of time and schedule. But, like, you guys can move those games to places to kind of make it even easier, right, for Caitlin Clark and his whole thing. And WNBA players have been playing overseas.
Yep.
It's different times, but they played in different leagues. So it's much more feasible, I think, than maybe your initial reaction whenever you hear about it. I assume that's a big part of your discussion as well with Caitlin, her team.
Yeah, we wanted to hear from Ice Cube there, pal.
Well, it is the Pat McAfee show.
I'm not interested in hearing from him.
Yeah, I know. They did put up a clip saying Ice Cube was speaking, and then he spoke.
I didn't hear much of Ice Cube.
I think this is extremely interesting, right? Because when you take into account what has happened in the past, I don't know, 3 years with some of the, well, at least one player we know of going overseas and being jailed, right? That is something that kind of puts, you know, a fear, and I'm sure a lot of WNBA players who go overseas and play. Here's an opportunity to make would assume more money than you would make even overseas.
You can't make $5 million in 8 weeks.
8 weeks?
Anywhere. Or not.
Or 10 weeks if you get to the end, but still, like that's
she's almost got to say yes and right? do this. I mean, that
especially if it's not going to hurt the WNBA season, right?
The only reason why she might be able to pass on such a lucrative offer is that, according to what I've read in the report, she's already making about $3 million a year on NIL stuff. So she's got a bunch of bank. It's not like she's a poor college starving student like they used to be.
Here's my question.
But I would NIL? Take the $5 million and play a little 3-on-3.
When you become a pro, does NIL still, is it still popping? Like, I mean, how does that work?
I don't know. I mean,
your name and likeness, you know,
it doesn't change.
It doesn't change.
But is it now owned by Indiana Fever and the WNBA?
A little bit of it. I mean, at least during the season, I would think.
Yeah.
So maybe that goes away.
What you're asking is, she's still going to be part of the WNBA video game or whatever it is, or the college version of, you know, the video games. So if her name's being used on that, does she still draw some money from that?
Yeah, well,
I don't know.
Yeah, no, I don't know about that part. But yeah. I think this just
let's put this it this offer way. Caitlin Clark's going to be doing very well for herself she isn't already. The one thing is I'm seeing more and more.
You said this, man.
Is that people are being a little, I don't even want to say a little. I think they're being fairly critical of her.
What happened?
Her court behavior.
She's not. She just
somebody
complains
explained
a
to
lot.
Me what really
a lot. She did. Complains a ton, and a lot of people already think because she's Caitlin Clark, she's getting every call. So I think that makes people a little more surprised that she is even taking time to argue. She's very demonstrative in her actions out there, but I haven't seen anything that's out of line.
She should be. She's busting these chicks. You know what? Every time she steps on,
she's
on
very
the court.
Good. She's very good. She lives
and
up to every
not,
single.
In the games I've seen, she's not doing anything more than what I see.
I haven't
Ron
seen her doing,
doing
anything that you know. They're all copying from the stars that they've seen before them.
100%.
It's not like Caitlin Clark is making up new moves that nobody else has ever done, or Angel Reese is, you know, doing things that she hasn't seen other people do.
That's funny. Now all of a sudden, so, you know, I remember last year it was Angel Reese catching the flag for, you know, what her comment or her gestures were
her gestures
Caitlin
to
Clark.
Caitlin Clark.
Now she Caitlin said Clark is mad.
Angel Reese said at the time, you guys don't want to see what Caitlin Clark does out there. You just want to see what I do. Well, guess what, Angel? Now we are seeing what Caitlin Clark does out there. So,
you know,
don't
be a hypocrite, ladies and gentlemen. Like, if you're mad at if you're going to be mad at Caitlin, you need to be mad at the NBA players who do the same exact
thing
on a nightly basis.
I don't
basis.
Know why it is when Pat Bev scored over LeBron and did the too small thing. That is the funniest thing I'd ever seen, but I don't think it belongs like in the college game, and I get upset about it. So,
didn't you get upset when I can't remember which NBA player's son was playing college? He hit like a big three, and then he did.
Oh,
the bowling ball thing.
It
you know?
Wasn't it House's son?
Was it Jalen House?
Well, Jalen House screams.
Did you see his? He was went viral for his squeezing of the water bottle when they were getting.
He was pouting pretty
roasted.
Good the other day. Anyway,
all right.
Athletes behave a little differently than the golden age of good behavior, which I was a part of.
To be fair. To be fair, fans behave differently than the golden era good fans. All right, let's get to break. When we come back, a big five is in our path. More Gwen and Chris on the way.
Back at you here Wednesday, day before the big sports day. Padres home opener tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. Our coverage of opening day begins bright and early, 6 a.m. down at Rick's Baja Cantina. That is on the corner of 6th and L in the gas lamp. And Ben and Woods will be broadcasting there at 6 a.m. Annie and Elston get underway at 10. Sammy Levitt's pregame show at noon. Jesse Agler, Tony Gwynn Jr., home opener 105, 110 by the time they get some of the pregame festivities out of the way. Are they introducing everybody tomorrow like opening day? I hope so.
I believe so.
That's one of my favorite parts. And I think the players like that.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody likes to run out to the line on opening day.
That was like the one thing that I wanted to do more than any other thing as a big leaguer was to run out as a starter. And that's
shake hands with the manager out.
That's right.
You know, run up the stairs, get out there on the line. Opening day tomorrow. After the game, Scraby and I take over. And we'll be with you throughout the Aztec game against UConn and also after the Aztec game. So we'll be here a little later tomorrow. Speaking of college hoops, UNLV is in the NIT taking on Seton Hall tonight. Now, this is a matchup of the Mountain West and the Big East, which is the same as what it'll be tomorrow, Aztecs and UConn. So, you know, it wouldn't hurt my feelings if UNLV could win this game. They're losing. Seton Hall 24, UNLV 18, first half. So,
that's
we'll
fine.
The Mountain West Conference, though, really did itself no favors by its performance in the NCAA tournament, Tony. Yeah. I want to stick up for them and tell everybody how great we are, but
I can't.
You can't do it when they don't help you.
No, I think you and I will tread lightly come the 2024-25 season.
Yeah.
If they get off to that kind of start. Or if they have that type of season as a league, because it looked like, I mean, they had me fooled. I definitely picked a lot of Mountain West teams in the brackets, and all but two won at least one game.
Yes, I lost most of my games picking the Mountain West. That's where I just kept losing. I don't understand how New Mexico could be that bad unless Clemson is just that good. And
well, they're certainly playing that good right now. And that is the one thing that can happen in these tournaments is you run into a team that gets hot. But typically, if you have five teams make it?
Six teams made it.
You gotta have more than just two wins. I mean,
two teams, right. The Aztecs have won their games. Utah State did get a win over TCU. But they got beat so bad by Purdue that's all anybody's going to remember about their tournament appearance. Boise State was bad. Colorado State was bad. Nevada blew a 17-point lead in 7 minutes. Meanwhile, Danny Hurley, the head coach of UConn, says, we have earned basically what they're having is a home court advantage in Boston. He said, we've earned that by the season we had. And he went on to say, this wasn't some gift by the committee to try and make it as easy as possible for us. He's been very outspoken over the fact that he thinks that the committee stacked opponents against UConn.
What?
Try to keep them from winning again.
What teams did they stack?
Not quite sure.
Did I miss the two games that they played that they won by like 30?
Yeah, I don't know what.
Get out of here.
Daniel Hurley's just trying to create an us versus them mentality, but I don't think anybody's buying it. You know,
it's like when the Chiefs said, no one picked us to win the Super Bowl. Even though everyone picked you to win the Super
Bowl.
That's
a good call.
That's a very
good
call.
When they were playing like, oh, no, man, like a paper, we had to really like get through some. Yeah, no.
Yeah, we had to overcome odds because no one picked us to win the
Super Bowl. UConn has had no test from anybody anywhere in the last 2 years. So hopefully the Aztecs can give them what they desire.
Sounds like Danny Hurley is a complainer.
He sounds like he sounds like a coach that's trying to find an edge for his team
He's
kind of old school, honestly. Like when you watch him coach, he's like doing a lot of barking and he's on the refs, he's on their head. I actually like him as a coach. I think he's a really, really phenomenal coach, but he's going up against my team this week. So
wasn't he complaining about the start time, too, and being the first game? And
yeah. Yeah, he's trying to make it an us versus them thing. He's trying to say they're dissing us by putting us in the first game.
Let me tell you who started.
Who does that? Pat Riley used to do it.
You know who did it after him?
Bill Jackson.
Your guy. He was like one of the
best
at it.
Pat Riley was brilliant at it. Any perceived slight,
100%.
They put it up on the blackboard.
100%.
Yeah.
So I used to watch Phil Jackson after game one or game two come back and be like, you know, the refs, they just... We didn't get any calls, and in the very next game,
got every call.
Lakers would be getting all kinds of calls.
Yeah, no, these coaches. I think that's what he's after. Brian Dutcher had the best line of all, though. Yesterday, before he left,
what did Dutch say?
He said the good news is we're going to Boston. The good news is we're not playing the Celtics. The bad news is we're playing these guys. Yeah, but I thought it's a good line. Brian Dutcher has it all in the right perspective, and you know, I really do expect the Aztecs to give him a really good game tomorrow.
I do too.
I'll be just as surprised if the Aztecs get blown out as if I would be surprised if they are able to win. Because it's going to take an upset, but I don't think they're going to get blown out. I think they're going to be there and let UConn know. We'll see tomorrow afternoon as the what do we got? Big Five. Sorry.
Scraby.
Speak up.
No.
Scraby was upset.
If I spoke up, I'd be like, well, can't be stepping over Scraby's time.
All right. Well, I'm just rearranging my helmets here. Now go ahead and get to the Big Five.
All right.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, before we get into it, because we are headed for a carryover. We are headed for a carryover.
I'm glad you've accepted it.
I want to get into something before we actually get into the Big Five, but Draymond Green was supposed to be on his best behavior, and he has been ejected from another game, everyone, after getting two technical fouls.
Quickly. I watched the highlight. It was a foul that didn't even concern him. It was called from, I think, what kind of caught Draymond's ire was it was a foul underneath the basket. The ref on the far sideline near half court called the call, made the call. And so Draymond said something. He got teed up. And then he did something that as a player, when you get a tech, you find infuriating. You're asking, in this case, he didn't know what he had said. Like, usually you say the magic words, you know, you keep it moving. But he asked my man what he said, and it seemed like the ref didn't want to tell him what he said. And eventually, that led to Draymond calling the referee a cat, basically.
A cat?
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah.
Really?
And with a few other words behind it.
A C-A-T that ends in an S-Y?
Yes, sir.
I don't know why.
Oh, I was thinking a different word.
I'm not going to rip Draymond for this. You know, I don't understand why officials don't just answer the questions.
Right.
It is not that tough.
It's infuriating.
If you make a call and, you know, even if you don't think it was a great call, you can still answer somebody saying, you know, that's what I saw. And, you know, maybe it wasn't the best, whatever. But just
appease the coach,
right. Appease the player by speaking with them. Nothing gets a coach or player madder than when they ask you something and you walk away. I don't know why officials do that all the time.
It almost leads to a tech every
time. Yes. I don't know why officials do that. They would save themselves so much grief. Just talk to the player. Say, hey, that was the call, you know, et cetera, whatever it is. I don't get, you know, so in this case, that's I can see why Draymond gets mad.
And you were talking about it earlier. I mean, the Warriors are trying to hold off the Rockets as
they
approach.
These games.
And the Magic ain't an easy team to deal with now. So we'll see how this game ends.
Golden State leads by 6 at the moment. Second quarter. Scraby, are you ready with the Big Five? What are you doing?
People are trying to guess the word over here.
Trying to guess the word?
It's not that difficult, y'all.
It's not cat.
Yeah. Bat.
He said it ends in S-Y.
You still don't know?
No, I do know. I'm moving on is what I'm doing.
Number five.
Rhymes with wussy.
Oh, my. This hour on 97.3 The Fan, I'm pretty sure they want me to put a couple more words in between before I start reading our sponsor read so that we're not caught up in that whole thing. This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Ashley Furniture. Celebrate its anniversary sale with Hot Buys, your choice of color, starting at just $399. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $250 plus. Receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases only at Ashley. Chris, did you go yet? Remember we were talking about this yesterday?
Yes, I have to get a new mattress, so I'm going to check into all of that.
Is this the first time James Harden has been back in Philly since he was moved?
I'm not sure. He might start guarding his own guys again.
Did you see him close out on Kawhi?
Didn't get that one, but... And then he had what he felt was a very... understandable explanation.
Yeah, I wanted to get
just
it.
Just trying to lighten up the mood a little bit.
I think he forgot.
He closed down on his own guy. It was cracking up.
That was pretty funny, I gotta say. All right, so.
And he missed it. It would have been better for him if he made it, but he closed down and his guy missed a shot.
It's really funny. And it was right in front of his bench, wasn't it? So, catcher Will Smith of the Dodgers has signed a contract extension with the team. It's going to be 10 years, $140 million, which is currently the longest catcher contract in baseball. Now, here is the kicker, everyone. About $44.8 million of this is going to be deferred. So, they're going to be doing this again. And they're going to be signing players because of the deferral of money. I'm not going to ask you about the deferral of money.
Thank
we've
God.
Already been over it.
Yes.
And it's within the rules, but it's like the guy who finds the loophole
the
and
rules.
Is like, oh, I'm just going to keep doing it because I can do it.
It's just within the rules. You can leave it at that.
Chris is up first. Is Will Smith worth the best contract for a catcher in baseball?
Is he worth it? Right now he is. It's his turn to re-up, and he's a really good catcher. And the next really good catcher that re-ups will probably beat him. You know, whether it's, I don't know.
Ethan Solis.
You know, yeah, I hope, you know. But he's one of the best catchers in baseball.
Yeah.
And the Dodgers have more money than anybody in baseball. So if he's going to re-sign, his timing is excellent. That's all. I don't think there's anything more than that. I don't think the highest paid always means you're the best.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, makes sense. Yeah. JT Realmuto right now is making $23.8 million a year.
Okay.
So, but 10 years, 140 is by far and away the biggest one. Tony, is he worth that money?
You're worth.
Okay, I know. What are teams willing to pay you?
Yeah, well, you ask the question. I mean, you ask the same question, you're going to get the same answer.
But the question is very easy.
I answered it. Is he worth it? You're worth what everybody gives you.
To you?
Yes.
Is he worth it?
Yes.
Okay. So that's all. Okay. Next time I'll frame it that way. To you, is he worth it?
Oh, man.
Chris, who's your fantasy baseball catcher?
You know, just real quick, you can thank, this is already a kind of tentacle of your Shohei Ohtani deal. If he doesn't defer the money that he deferred, they probably can't do this Will Smith deal.
$680
million. And now Will
million.
Smith is like, hey, I'll just make $400,000 for the first 5 years of the deal.
He's also, the new information, he's getting paid out a $30 million bonus over the first two seasons. So he's fine.
Okay.
Fine.
I was about to say, not that $400,000.
No, it's
not a lot of money.
He'll be making
is.
15 in the signing
The
bonus.
League minimum is like 700. I was like, so he's going to take under league minimum. And that's impressive. But now he gets a $30 million paid out bonus.
Yeah, I know Padres fans are upset about this deferral of money, and so am I. I think it's so
what
dumb.
What are y'all upset about?
I think I'm just upset because it's like...
The Dodgers?
Yeah, because
okay.
Because
that,
it's
that's
like,
fair.
Yeah.
If you're upset because the Dodgers are doing it, great.
But down the road, they will have to pay these people, and it's going to be expensive. Shohei Ohtani, Tony was telling me, his contract is set up so they pay him inflation rate and they pay him interest.
No, not his contract.
Oh,
we discussed
sorry.
This. It was Bobby Bonilla's contract.
That's what it was.
Gets the inflation and all the new numbers.
Still,
I already told you what's going to happen, Scraby.
What?
Dodgers 10 years, fold. The Dodgers are going to go bankrupt. They're going to fold, and Ohtani and Will Smith and all these guys are going to lose all their money.
Big mad. Big mad.
I think Ohtani will lose his money some way else.
Number four.
That's
too
not,
easy.
That's
I didn't say he did anything.
Low-hanging fruit.
He got taken advantage of by his interpreter. Jeez. Get your mind out of the gutter. The NCAA is trying to stop people harassing players because of prop betting. According to the Action Network, only four states, Kansas, Louisiana, Michigan, and Wyoming, along with Washington, D.C., have no restrictions on college prop bets. The other 18 states either limit the type of prop bets you can make. For example, in New Jersey, you can't bet props for New Jersey teams, or they have banned prop bets on college games altogether. So, Tony, do you think prop bets are a dangerous form of gambling?
Oh, well, that's something different than I thought you were going to ask. Do I think it's a dangerous form of... I guess it depends on the...
I'm talking more about... Does prop betting put athletes in a worse spot?
Apparently so. We've lost all of our scruples in terms of how to act right as a... You know, the folks who are actually gambling. Now we're like calling Matt coaches and threatening them if... You know, you don't have the 15 boards that they need for your prop hit. I just think it's all gotten a little bit out of hand. And we got to find a way to... I don't know that you can put the toothpaste back in the tube, but something's got to be done. Because it's starting to... It feels like it's...
The counter.
It feels like things are starting to get out of hand a little bit.
Have you ever actually tried to put toothpaste back in the tube?
I have not.
It's really difficult.
I don't know why you would.
Well, that's why the saying makes so much sense, because it's very impossible to do. All right, Chris is going to answer his part of number four, and then we're going to get into the rest of it when we get back here on 97.3 The Fan.
Time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, before we get into it, because we are headed for a carryover.
I'm glad you've accepted it.
I want to get into something before we actually get into the Big Five, but Draymond Green was supposed to be on his best behavior, and he has been ejected from another game, everyone, after getting two technical fouls.
Quickly, I watched the highlight. It was a foul that didn't even concern him. It was called from kind of caught Draymond's ire was it was a foul underneath the basket. The ref on the far sideline near half court made the call. And so Draymond said something. He got teed up. And then he did something that as a player, when you get a tech, you find infuriating. You're asking, in this case, he didn't know what he had said. Like, usually you say the magic words, you know, you keep it moving. But he asked my man what he said, and it seemed like the ref didn't want to tell him what he said. And eventually, that led to Draymond calling the referee a cat, basically.
And, a cat?
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah. Really? With some few other words behind it.
A C-A-T that ends in an S-Y?
Yes, sir.
I don't know why.
Oh, I was thinking a different word.
I'm not going to rip Draymond for this. You know, I don't understand why officials don't just answer the questions.
Right.
It is not that tough.
It's infuriating.
If you make a call and... You know, even if you don't think it was a great call, you can still answer somebody saying, you know, that's what I saw. And, you know, maybe it wasn't the best, whatever. But just
appease the coach,
right. Appease the player by speaking with them. Nothing gets a coach or player madder than when they ask you something and you walk away. I don't know why officials do that all the time.
It almost leads to a tech every
time.
Yes.
I don't know why officials do that. They would save themselves so much grief. Just talk to the player. Say, hey, that was the call, you know, et cetera, whatever it is. I don't get, you know, so in this case, that's I can bit, see why Draymond gets mad.
And you were talking about it earlier. I mean, the Warriors are trying to hold off the Rockets as
they
approach.
These games.
And the Magic ain't an easy team to deal with now. So we'll see how this game ends.
Golden State leads by 6 at the moment. Second quarter. Scrappy, are you ready with the big five? What are you doing?
People are trying to guess the word over here.
Trying to guess the word?
It's not that difficult, y'all.
It's not cat.
Yeah. Bat?
He said it ends in S-Y.
Hmm. Let me... No. I'm
you still
kidding.
Don't know?
No, I do know. Oh, I'm moving know. On. I'm moving on is what I'm doing.
Number five.
Rhymes with wussy.
Oh, my. This hour on 97.3 The Fan, I'm pretty sure they want me to put a couple more words in between before I start reading our sponsor read so that we're not caught up in that whole thing. This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Ashley Furniture. Celebrate its anniversary sale with Hot Buys, your choice of color, starting at just $399. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $250 plus. Receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases only at Ashley. Chris, did you go yet? Remember we were talking about this yesterday?
Yes, I have to get a new mattress, so I'm going to check into all of that.
Okay. Is this the first time James Harden has been back in Philly since he was moved?
I'm not sure. He might start guarding his own guys again.
Did you see him close out on Kawhi?
Didn't get that one, but... And then he had what he felt was a very... understandable explanation.
Yeah, I wanted to get
just
it.
Just trying to lighten up the mood a little bit.
I think he forgot.
He closed out on his own guy. It was cracking up.
That was pretty funny, I gotta say. All right, so.
And he missed it. It would have been better for him if he made it, but he closed out and his guy missed a shot.
That is really funny. And it was right in front of his bench, wasn't it? So, catcher Will Smith of the Dodgers has signed a contract extension with the team. It's going to be 10 years, $140 million, which is currently the longest catcher contract in baseball. Now, here is the kicker, everyone. About $44.8 million of this is going to be deferred. So, they're going to be doing this again. And they're going to be signing players because of the deferral of money. I'm not going to ask you about the deferral of money because we've already been over it.
Yes.
It's within the rules, but it's like the guy who finds the loophole
within the rules.
And is like, oh, I'm just going to keep doing it because I can do it.
It's just within the rules. You can leave it at that.
Chris is up first. Is Will Smith worth the best contract for a catcher in baseball?
Is he worth it? Right now he is. It's his turn to re-up, and he's a really good catcher. And the next really good catcher that re-ups will probably beat him. You know, whether it's,
Ethan Solis.
You know, yeah, I hope, you know. But he's one of the best catchers in baseball.
Yeah.
And the Dodgers have more money than anybody in baseball. So if he's going to re-sign, his timing is excellent. That's all. I don't think there's anything more than that. I don't think the highest paid always means you're the best.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, makes sense. Yeah. JT Realmuto right now is making $23.8 million a year.
Okay.
So, but 10 years, 140 is by far and away the biggest one. Tony, is he worth that money?
You're worth.
Okay, I know. What are teams willing to pay you?
Yeah, well, you ask the question. I mean, you expect you ask the same question, you're going to get the same answer.
But the question is very easy.
I answered it. Is he worth it? You're worth what everybody gives you.
To you,
yes.
Is he worth it?
Yes.
Okay. So that's all. Okay. Next time I'll frame it that way. To you, is he worth it?
Oh, man.
Chris, who's your fantasy baseball catcher?
You know, it's real quick. This is already a kind of tentacle of your Shohei Ohtani deal. If he doesn't defer the money that he deferred, they probably can't do this Will Smith deal.
And
now Will
million.
Smith is like, hey, I'll just make $400,000 for the first 5 years of the deal.
He's also, the new information, he's getting paid out a $30 million bonus over the first 2 seasons. So
he's fine. I was about to say, not that $400,000.
It's
not a lot of money because
he'll be making 15 in the second.
The
bonus.
League minimum is like 700. I was like, so he's going to take under league minimum. And that's impressive. But Now he gets a $30 million paid out bonus.
Yeah, I know Padres fans are upset about this deferral of money, and so am I. I think it's so
what
dumb.
What are y'all upset about?
I think I'm just upset because it's like...
The Dodgers?
Yeah, because
okay.
they're... Because
that's
like,
fair.
Yeah.
If you're mad, if you're upset because the Dodgers are doing it, great.
But down the road, they will have to pay these people, yeah. and it's going to be expensive. Shohei Ohtani, Tony was telling yes. me his contract is set up so they pay him inflation rate and they pay him interest.
No, not his contract.
Oh,
we discussed
sorry.
This. It was Bobby Bonilla's
That's
contract.
What it was.
Gets the inflation and all the new numbers.
Still,
I already told you what's going to happen, Scraby.
What?
Dodgers 10 years, fold. The Dodgers are going to go bankrupt. They're going to fold, and Ohtani and Will Smith and all these guys are going to lose all their money.
Big mad. Mm. Big mad.
I think Ohtani will lose his money some way else.
Number four.
That's
too
not,
easy.
That's
I didn't say he did anything.
Low-hanging fruit.
He got taken advantage of by his interpreter. Jeez. Get your mind out of the gutter. The NCAA is trying to stop people harassing players because of prop betting. According to the Action Network, only four states, Kansas, Louisiana, Michigan, and Wyoming, along with Washington, D.C., have no restrictions on college prop bets. The other 18 states either limit the type of prop bets you can make. For example, in New Jersey, you can't bet props for New Jersey teams, or they have banned prop bets on college games altogether. So, Tony, do you think prop bets are a dangerous form
yes.
of gambling?
Oh, well, that's something different than I thought you were going to ask. Do I think it's a dangerous form? I guess it depends on the...
I'm talking more about... Does prop betting put athletes in a worse spot?
Apparently so. We've lost all of our scruples in terms of how to act right as a... You know, the folks who are actually gambling. Now we're like calling Matt coaches and threatening them if... You know, you don't have the 15 boards that they need for your prop hit. I just think it's all gotten a little bit out of hand. And we got to find a way to... I don't know that you can put the toothpaste back in the tube, but something's got to be done. Because it's starting to... It feels like it's...
The counter.
It feels like things are starting to get out of hand a little bit.
Have you ever actually tried to put toothpaste back
in
the tube?
I have not.
It's really difficult.
I don't know why you would.
Well, that's why the saying makes so much sense, because it's very impossible to do. All right, Chris is going to answer his part of number four, and then we're going to get into the rest of it when we get back here on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.